Suddenly, Fee made a sound so peculiar it jerked Maggie out of her musing and made the menfolk still seated at the breakfast table turn their heads curiously.
"Holy Jesus Christ!" said Fee.
Patty jumped to his feet, his face stupefied. He had never heard Fee take the name of the Lord in vain before. She was standing with one of Maggie's curls in her hand, the brush poised, her features twisted into an expression of horror and revulsion. Patty and the boys crowded round. Maggie tried to see what was going on, and earned a backhanded slap with the bristle end of the brush, which made her eyes water.
"Look,"
Fee whispered, holding the curl in a ray of sunlight so Patty could see. The hair was a mass of brilliant, glittering gold in the sun, and Patty saw nothing at first. Then he became aware that a creature was marching down the back of Fee's hand. He took a curl for himself, and in among the leaping lights of it, he discerned more creatures going about their business busily. Little white things were stuck in clumps all along the separate strands, and the creatures were energetically producing more clumps of little white things. Maggie's hair was a hive of industry.
"She's got lice," Patty said.
Bob, Jack, Huey, and Stu had a look, and like their father, removed themselves to a safe distance. Only Frank and Fee remained gazing at Maggie's hair, mesmerized, while Maggie sat miserably hunched over, wondering what she had done. Patty sat down in his Windsor chair heavily, staring into the fire and blinking hard.
"It's that bloody Dago girl,"
he said at last, and turned to glare at Fee.
"Bloody bastards, filthy lot of flaming pigs." "Paddy,"
Fee gasped, scandalized.
"I'm sorry for swearing, Mum, but when I think of that blasted Dago giving her lice to Maggie, I could go into Wahine this minute and tear the whole filthy, greasy cafe down,"
he exploded, pounding his fist on his knee fiercely.
"Mum, what is it?"
Maggie finally managed to say. "Look, you dirty little grub," her mother answered, thrusting her hand down in front of Maggie's eyes. "You have these things everywhere in your hair, from that IT girl you're so thick with.